I felt like we played well today. Coming into this game, we really wanted to build momentum going into Big 12 play and really wanted to put emphasis on starting the game well and getting in the end zone and getting the offense rolling. And I felt like we did that today. I just trust my coaching, trust my teammates, and they made a lot of good plays today.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Riley Gates, our K-State insider and former high school football and basketball star.
Quarterback sweep around the left side. Parker has it at the 15 to the 10, 5, and goes in. Touchdown, Parker Gates around the left end.
That's Parker.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
To the 25-20, cut back inside of the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Parker Gates.
Still Parker.
Whoops, how about this one?
Back to Gates. Gates, another open three. Good again. Nothing but net as Parker's knocked down two in a row for the Blue Jays.
Still Parker.
Okay, I think I got it.
Baseline, Parker Gates. Head fake. Way up. Good. And a foul on third string. Parker Gates scores it for the Blue Jays.
Nope.
For crying out loud, Dusty, are there any highlights with Riley in them?
Try this.
Benary fumbles the snap, picks it back up. Pressure comes from Luke Guyler. He backs into the end zone, and Blue Jays are going to get two more points. Riley Gates back there as well as Caleb Brummer.
Nailed it.
Okay, so he isn't Darren Sproles or Dean Wade. Cool last name, by the way. But Riley's knowledge knows no bounds.
I love Whataburger. I really like the patty melt. The patty melt is really good. It's like a double burger, so you get the traditional burger. You're not going with chicken or anything like that. But just kind of the sauce that's on the patty melt. I really like it.
And he's already working on his political career.
We never lied. I don't know what you're talking about. We were never liars.
It's Go Powercats' very own Riley Gates. Brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit. And by Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Right now on the Sports Ticket.
Well, I have to be honest, Parker slid me a 20 to play that intro again. Hey, Riley, how's it going?
it's pretty good. Good to hear that again. It's always, you know, you can get too used to it. You got to go back and forth a little bit and keep people on their toes.
Exactly. That's why I played that, just to keep you on your toes, that's for sure. Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com with us every Tuesday on the Sports Ticket. Talk Kansas State Athletics. Always enjoy having him on the show. And, well, let's talk about the game this past weekend first, and we'll look ahead to West Virginia. And this was exactly what the doctor ordered, wasn't it? A dominating, convincing performance as you head into Big 12 play.
Yeah, it's exactly what you wanted to see, just because you hadn't had that performance. You hadn't had a time where K-State was playing really well, and, you know, you felt really confident on everything. And, you know, right from the start, you got the drive, the possession that you've been looking for since the opening kickoff of the season. You know, you go 10 plays, you go 78 yards. You cap it off with a three-yard touchdown run by Alex Barnes, but you were, you know, you did both. You threw the ball well. You ran the ball well, and you ate time off the clock. I mean, that's literally the textbook definition of a K-State football drive. And from there, they didn't really let up. You know, the defense had one bad possession, really, where UTSA got a touchdown, and, you know, they end up throwing for two. And but really, that second passing touchdown came at garbage time against, you know, the second, third string defenders. So overall, this is a really, you know, I don't want to say impressive performance. I mean, it's exactly what you should have done. This is a bad UTSA team. I mean, I really think South Dakota would beat UTSA if they went head-to-head. Overall, really nice performance by K-State, just because, like I said, you wanted to see that and you hadn't seen it yet, and it gives you a little bit of confidence moving forward.
All right, so let's talk about the quarterback situation. Skylar Thompson had a nice game, a career-high 213 yards, couple of touchdown passes. I mean, can we go ahead and just end this whole charade about quarterback playing time and let Skylar be the guy from here on out?
You know, I mean, I think that they had kind of started to move that way already, just based on everything we had heard. You know, I think when it came down to it, it was that Mississippi State game. I think that Skylar really kind of played his way into that starting role permanently in the Mississippi State game, because neither was, you know, super impressive. But I think what he did, I think a lot of his throws in that Mississippi State game and the way he managed the offense kind of earned him that job. And then, you know, obviously this performance puts you over the top just because you are so effective. But, you know, we did see a little bit out of Alex Delton. I mean, obviously he came in, he got some nice runs, and then, you know, a very impressive 72-yard touchdown pass to Isaiah Zuber down the left sideline. And so I think you have your guy. You have Skylar Thompson now, and you're going to ride him nearly 100% of the time. I think that's what's best for this offense. I think that's the best way they're going to be successful this season. But I think you still can bring in Alex from time to time. Like I've said a lot, you know, don't bring him in just to run it, but, you know, if you bring him in, people are going to be expecting run, and he showed that if he gets the right receiver on the right route, he can throw quite the bomb. So I think they have a good setup right now, and I think that riding Skyler is what's most important for them for the majority of the time, just from, you know, talking to a bunch of people in postgame. They were all, you know, citing just how calm he was in the huddle the whole game, how much of a charge he took of that offense, and I think that's really impressive for a sophomore quarterback, and I don't think that's something you get very often. I mean, K-State has something really special here in a three-year starter moving forward, and right now you just ride him and see what he can do with this season.
You mentioned Barnes, and you'll have to fill in everybody if they don't know the backstory, but Coach Snyder owes him a steak? What's up with that?
Yeah. It sounds like Coach wasn't exactly pleased with the way that K-State was carrying out their run fakes. And so on a fake read, well, I guess not fake read option, on a read option play, Skyler faked the ball to Alex and kept it, but Alex stole that fake so well. I went back and counted on the tape. I counted 7 UTSA defenders that bit on the fake and nearly 8. And so he faked out 8 guys. Skyler ends up going, I believe, 37 yards for a score on the ground, nearly untouched. So Coach Snyder said that if you carry out a really good ball fake, he would buy you a steak dinner. And so Alex Barnes came trotting to the sideline right after that and said, medium well, that's my steak. I think we can have a discussion with Alex maybe today if we see him at the press conference about his choice to go medium well, because quite frankly, I think anybody that orders a steak medium well is a little bit crazy. But look, I just think that if you're going to cook it, I think you're going to cook it that well done, your choices are a little bit questionable. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay, so how do you like your steak done, Riley?
Medium.
Okay.
It's
all
perfect.
Right. Okay. All
And I'll, I could maybe go medium rare. Maybe.
Okay.
But medium is perfect for me.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't like my dad and how he orders steak. My dad likes his steak well done, and I'm like, dude, there's no point in eating steak because all the juices are gone. But I'm usually a medium well guy. But so I'm crazy. But I will say this: I've had some instances lately with steak when it's medium well, it's been cooked too much. Kind of in between medium well and well, that to be on the safe side, I've gone medium and I've had no problems with that. So apparently,
exactly.
I was on the crazy side, but now I've come back to respectability. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think I can respect your opinions a little bit more, and it's not so far in the extreme. You know, Dusty's dad, for example, would like it uncooked.
Uncooked, so. Bloody.
As legal, I believe one time at a restaurant, he said, "Whatever you're legally allowed to serve me." Do that.
Wow. So. That's what Chad says here to my left. He says rare. He put it on a post-it note and stapled it on his forehead. That was quite the visual, by the way. Okay, so he won medium well steak. But the more important question is, wouldn't that be an NCAA violation if Snyder bought him a steak?
I think so, but quite frankly, with everything he said this year, that referring to his kicker as super midget, I don't think Coach Snyder really cares at this point what he's saying on the record. So.
No, I don't think so either. Oh, man. Riley Gates is with us at GoPowerCat.com, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Okay, let's talk about the offensive line. You and I were talking about this last week. They certainly have not lived up to the expectations or the hype with everybody coming back from last year. And they probably, you know, had the advantage in the trenches from the very beginning. But how would you assess their performance on Saturday?
I would say better. You know, I saw a lot more physicality out of guys like Dalton Reisner and Adam Holtor specifically. I thought that they both played pretty well, and I think they kind of realized how much they were struggling through the first 2 games. So I thought that they were both impressive. I thought they both did some pretty nice things. Still pretty unimpressed with the 2 guards, Tyler Mitchell and Abdul Beecham. I feel like right now they're just kind of holding down those spots because you know, they don't necessarily feel that a guy like Josh Revis, a redshirt freshman, is ready to come in and take over the starting spot. But you know, they keep plugging Josh into that spot. They'll change him in for Tyler. They'll change him in for Abdul from time to time. So they keep looking for different things to do there. But something tells me that maybe Josh is just a step or 2 away. So I'd really like to see them take it up because, quite frankly, I just haven't been impressed at either of them. You know, not just this year. I mean, Abdul Beecham was a guy that was supposed to be pretty solid. He came in here, you know, as a pretty touted lineman and was supposed to be really good. I think he's just been average at best. So, you know, the guards, they played fine. It's not like there was any gaping holes. But, you know, like I said, I want to see him take a step forward. And you know, Scott France is just kind of off to a bit of a rough start over at left tackle this year. He's had a very a large amount of uncharacteristic penalties, you know, holding, false starts, things like that. And then, you know, there was one play specifically, if I went back and watched the tape again, I could tell you when it was. But he got absolutely blown up off the line. I mean, I'm talking knocked on his back. It's really weird because this is a guy that locked down on Myles Garrett when he was a redshirt freshman. And then, you know, he's more mature now. He's older and more experienced. And right now he's struggling. So there's still a lot of improvement left on this offensive line. I don't think anybody can sit here and, you know, feel really comfortable because for as well as they played, they still didn't get over 200 rushing yards. And, you know, Skylar Thompson was the leading rusher. And you know, he had 92 on gain and then lost like 38, I think. So he was the leading rusher with 60-some, and then Alex Barnes had 50 yards and one three-yard touchdown. So the running game still has some work to do, and I think it starts with the offensive line. And you want to see them continue to take steps forward, but it's going to get even tougher now that you're starting Big 12 play.
Riley Gates is with us. GoPowerCat.com here on the Sports Ticket. So West Virginia, the opponent coming up this weekend, Big 12 opener for K-State at 2:30. West Virginia off to a solid start. Did not play last weekend because of Hurricane Florence. That gave them some extra time to prepare for Kansas State. And, you know, I certainly can think of one year in particular where K-State was an underdog going to West Virginia, and K-State played very well. Special teams was kind of an X factor. Colin Klein played well, and K-State came away with a victory at West Virginia. I don't know if that's an advantage or disadvantage that West Virginia didn't play last week. I kind of be curious to your thoughts. Is that an advantage they have more time to prep, or is it a disadvantage because they didn't play at all last week?
You know, I really haven't looked at it from the disadvantage side. To me, I think Dana Holgorsen is a really, really good coach. I think he has done an amazing job when it comes to just kind of trying to out-scheme Bill Snyder. I don't think a lot of coaches are very good at that, but I do think that he's pretty solid in there. And I see this as an advantage for West Virginia. You know, I think Dana kind of played it down a little bit on the teleconference yesterday, but quite frankly, I think that this is giving him time to sit here. It would have been nice to get out against NC State and kind of iron out some wrinkles. You know, maybe test your defense a little bit. NC State has a really good quarterback. But overall, this gives West Virginia time to really analyze this team. I mean, if I can sit here and watch them as a, you know, a reporter, and I can point out the obvious weaknesses, and I can point out, you know, how would I defend K-State, I think that Dana Holgorsen can sit in front of the tape and drop quite the game plan. You know, both for the offense and the defensive side of the ball. So I think West Virginia has the advantage here, both with the extra week and, you know, obviously being at home helps a lot too, and having a Heisman Trophy quarterback in Will Grier. So, you know, you mentioned that 2012 game. That's been the outlier. It's just every other game's been close. So a lot of people are expecting this to be a close game, but I just, you know, this is just a really, really good West Virginia team. And I don't know if we've seen a lot out of K-State yet to really feel confident about its ability to go into Morgantown and, you know, play well, let alone win the game. I mean, it's going to be really tough. It's going to take literally the perfect game on both sides of the ball. And I don't think we've seen enough out of either side of the ball to make that prediction.
What would be a couple focal points for you if you're watching this game early on that you're looking for to give you a reason to be optimistic and say, okay, K-State's doing this well. I like their chances to pull off the upset.
Stopping the run, first and foremost. I know Will Grier is an excellent quarterback, and he's going to throw for a lot of yards. But the biggest thing with K-State's defense the last few years when Tom Hayes was in charge was they would shut down the run. Now, they would give up 350, 400, 450 passing yards a game, and it drove you, you know, crazy. It drove you insane, wanted to pull your hair out. But it worked because a team can only throw the ball so much before you're going to be able to stop it, before you're going to be able to defend it to an extent. And I really believe that if K-State shuts down the run for West Virginia, they can focus on, you know, dropping into coverage and really kind of trying to, I guess, slow down Will Grier to an extent. I mean, I still expect him to go probably 250, 300 and have a few passing touchdowns, but I don't think that necessarily means that K-State couldn't win the game if they did shut down that run. So that's the first thing. Also, I think that getting on the offensive side of the ball, getting this wide receiver separation is going to be key. I think that's what you saw a little bit more in this game against UTSA. You saw Dalton Schoen beat a guy off his route. You saw Isaiah Zuber, a heck of a move, a second move on his route there to get around the guy and leave him in the dust, quite frankly. So, you know, I think that's been the biggest thing for the passing game. I don't think Skyler's actually played a bad game yet. I think his numbers have been bad, and I think that it's kind of a 50-50 street. Well, I guess maybe you could say 33% each way when it comes to quarterback, receivers, and offensive line. So, you know, I think that if you get those two things, I think you're going to have a really good chance to win. And also, you know, also special teams. I'll throw special teams in there. You got to get something big like that. I think that that's going to be a game changer. If you can get a punt return or kick return or maybe a couple long field goals, I think that could really go a long way in helping you maybe pull this off.
All right, so what are you feeling right now? You think K-State's going to pull this off, or you just feel like it's too big of a mountain to climb?
Yeah, no, I don't. As of today, I don't think that they're going to, and quite frankly, I don't think that's going to change. My opinion is going to change the rest of the week. You know, I think K-State showed some signs of life on Saturday, and I think that they have shown they can be a team that can go into Morgantown and win a game like that. But, I don't think they've shown that. I think they are a team that is capable of doing that, but they haven't shown it. Is what I was trying to say there. So, you know, until you go out and you show me, you know, show me that you can compete with a good team. Show me that you have a functioning offense against more than just UTSA. I think you're kind of looking through purple glasses if you want to say that they're going to win this game right now. So, but I'll gladly eat the crow if they end up pulling this off. But I think this is going to be a West Virginia win. You know, I don't want to go as far as a big time blowout, you know, 20, 30 points or anything like that. But something tells me it's not really going to feel, it might be 14 points, you know, 10 points at times, but it's going to be one of those games that, yeah, K-State's technically in it, they're a possession or two away, but are they really in the game? Right. You know, there's so many of those from time to time, and that's kind of what this feels like to me.
Okay, so we are getting set to start the Big 12 conference slate. I'm trying to remember. I think, did you say 4-4? What was the record? Was it 5-4 that you were given for K-State when we talked before the season? For the Big 12 conference, was it 5-4?
I think somewhere around there. I can't remember exactly what record I put down on it, but I said that I thought they would be the third or fourth in the conference, and whatever record that would put you at.
Okay.
You know, that is kind of in that 5-4, maybe 6-3 range.
Yeah. Okay, so let's play along here. West Virginia, you've got that as an L. Okay, then Texas at home, you got that a W or an L?
I think they're going to win that game. I really do.
Okay, at Baylor?
Win.
Okay, Oklahoma State at home.
I felt really confident on that one at the start of the season. yeah. Right now, I'm not feeling as confident. I'll probably say L on that.
Okay, at Oklahoma,
loss.
At TCU,
loss.
At home against Kansas,
I think KU's improving. I think they're getting better, but I still think K-State's a much better team than KU is.
I would agree. Texas Tech at home.
I like that one to be a win, too.
At Iowa State in Ames.
Man, you know, I was not confident at all on that one at the start of the season, and then I became more confident in it through these first two games. But, God, Ames is just such a weird place to play. I don't think Iowa State's necessarily the team that they can be. I'm gonna stick with the L right now until I see what happens with Kyle Kemp's injury situation.
Okay, so 4-5. If we went by 1-1 there, you're saying K-State 4-5. Of course, Oklahoma State, that could be a W, get Iowa State, and that changes that record and that outlook. But going game by game as it sits right now, that's what we're looking at, 4-5, probably 5-4, best-case scenario.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that puts you at 6-6 or 7-5 overall, mm-hmm. Which isn't that far off of what a lot of people were thinking. You know, I said 8-4
right.
To start the year, and that was, I guess I wrongly thought that they might be Mississippi State. I guess I didn't realize. Just I think before the season I may have overestimated how good K-State was and underestimated how good Mississippi State was. So, you know, I had them at 8-4, and I think if you had went 7-5, if you told someone today that K-State's going 7-5, I think they'd take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Just because they haven't played all that well this year. But I think that 7-5, anything short of 8-4 is going to be a disappointment this year, quite frankly. And so you want to see them get to that 8-win mark before the bowl game, because this is a much better team than what they've showed.
Go Powercats. Riley Gates, our guest every Tuesday, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Final question for you, Riley, off the wall. If you could be anyone else for just a day, who would you be?
Oh, man. I could be anyone else for a day?
Anyone for 24 hours.
Wow. I'm going to go ahead I'm going to say that I would be Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Because I like to golf, and I think that if you could just piece together one of those Tiger rounds, you know, like how good would that be?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Just change, you would be Tiger on a Sunday wearing red, winning a major for the first time in years. Yeah. That would be a good day to switch bodies with him, right?
That sounds perfect.
Well, enjoy your steak, medium, and Chad will have his rare. I'll have mine medium to medium well, and we will talk about how good that steak tasted, and hopefully after a W this weekend, K-State pull off an upset at Morgantown. Always enjoy the time, Riley. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
That sounds good, Wade.
Take care. That's Riley Gates, GoPowerCat.com, brought to you each and every week by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Heineken Electric, a residential and commercial electric service company.